This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Vincent.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. It was last night, Vincent, that I saw an update from WikiLeaks saying, here's a torrent, it's encrypted. Download the torrent, and then at 9 a.m. this morning, they were going to release the key that would unencrypt those files. And I was just too busy. I didn't have a chance to download the torrent, but I thought, this sounds interesting. And sure enough, it's pretty interesting. Vault 7 has been revealed, the CIA's hacking tools. We remember, almost 4 years ago, it was 2013, when Edward Snowden had made a break for freedom. He had tried to escape the United States and was successful at it, while also revealing all kinds of information about the NSA and its level of hacking and spying against just average people in the United States. That was a huge revelation for a lot of people. Now, some of us kind of already knew that there was a real good possibility the government was doing the level of spying and hacking that we ended up finding out that they actually were doing. So Snowden did confirm some people's worst fears, but it doesn't end with the NSA. According to the release over at WikiLeaks, today, Tuesday, March 2017, the 7th, WikiLeaks begins its new series of leaks. So they're just starting this. On the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, codenamed Vault 7 by WikiLeaks, it is the largest ever publication of confidential documents on the agency. The first full part of the series, Year Zero, comprises 8,761 documents and files from an isolated high-security network situated inside the CIA's Center for Cyber Intelligence in Langley, Virginia. It follows an introductory disclosure last month of CIA targeting French political parties and candidates in the lead-up to the 2012 presidential election. Recently, the CIA lost control of the majority of its hacking arsenal, including malware, viruses, trojans, weaponized zero-day exploits, malware remote control systems, and associated documentation. This extraordinary collection, which amounts to more than several hundred million lines of code, gives its possessor the entire hacking capacity of the CIA.
Oops.
The archive appears to have been circulating among former U.S. government hackers and contractors in an unauthorized manner, one of whom has provided WikiLeaks with portions of the archive. So they have all these hacking tools that are, you know, presumably pretty elite-level hacking tools that they just, lost control of. How'd that get out there? Well, now anybody who's got the connections apparently can have the very same hacking prowess and tools that the CIA did. And they'll tell you more about the, exactly what they can do, what they could break with these hacking tools. Some people are going to be shocked. Year Zero introduces the scope and direction of the CIA's global covert hacking program, its malware arsenal, and dozens of zero-day weaponized exploits against a wide range of U.S. and European company products, including Apple's iPhone, Google's Android, and Microsoft Windows, and even Samsung TVs, which have been turned into covert microphones. Now, I remember years ago, on this program, we had people calling in saying that they believed there were microphones inside their television sets. And we laughed at them because at that time they didn't have television sets that you could talk to. I mean, they didn't, you know, if there were microphones in them, they weren't advertised as part of the product. It would have had to have been placed in there secretly. And there were even like conspiracy websites where people, you know, were taking apart their TVs and pulling out what they believed to be microphones, but obviously weren't.
Well, I was saying in 1984 where they could spy on, you know, you'd have the telescreen, I think it was called, and they'd be, you know, you'd have to do your exercises during the day, and whatever instructor would see you and say, Winston Smith, you know, do your exercise better, or, you know, put your back into it.
Right. It's creepy. And in the past, people were believing this was true. I don't think it was true a decade ago, but now the TVs are so-called smart TVs. They do respond to voice commands. So these are, microphones are parts of those products. So it's a trivial matter to hack into a device like that and flip those things on. Let's go to your calls. We got more to talk about here with Vault 7, the huge leak from WikiLeaks. As we continue, though, you can bring up anything you want. Steven is on the line in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, on via Skype. Hey, Steven.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Speaking of freedom of information and also information privacy, there is a super exciting event happening in New Hampshire this June. It is Somalia Fest.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You've told us about this before. This is the event that is planned to happen before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which has sort of declined, I guess, in popularity among some people. And some of those folks have started their own festival at the exact same campground, Rogers Campground, the weekend before?
Yes, the weekend before Pork Fest, which is the following weekend.
So what are the days that Somalia Fest is going to be happening then?
First of all, you can check it out at somaliafest.com.
Oh, there's a website now.
Some mysterious person registered somaliafest.com and put up a website.
Excellent.
And they are promising memes if you enter your email address.
Uh-oh, your connection is not secure. Apparently some mysterious person did not get an SSL certificate properly for the site.
Anyway, the Somalia Fest and Free State Pirate Party. It's an extension of the Freedom Festival happening at the end of June at Rogers Campground.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about the Pirate Party and the launch of a real New Hampshire Pirate Party initiative.
Really?
As well as an actual party.
Now, we actually just had Rick Falkvinge on the show, who was the founder of the Pirate Party. We met him at Anarchapulco, down in Acapulco about a week ago. Really nice guy. Great, you know, principled, liberty-oriented dude, from what I can tell. And so it's nice to hear that somebody's getting serious about launching a Pirate Party in New Hampshire. Now, I thought I'd already heard that there was one.
Well, that is the case, but that Rick guy is very cool.
Yeah.
And his point about the Pirate Party is not that it's an official thing. It's all about people taking personal responsibility and creating the Pirate Party themselves. So, and also it's very important for him that everyone have an extreme amount of fun and set it's super inspiring goals.
Well, if you're not having fun, then you're doing it wrong.
And that's why we're having a big pirate dance party on Saturday night to go along with the rest of the Somalia Fest.
Okay, so I tried to go to somaliafest.com, and it is currently forwarding to Free Coast Radio. So there does not appear to be a Somalia Fest, like, actually advertising the event.
Maybe try it without SSL.
Okay, so what are the dates? Can you just tell us what the dates are so for people listening can maybe mark their calendar?
June 16th through June 20th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, June 16th through the 20th.
www.somaliafest.com.
Excellent.
And I just have a question. As someone who hasn't been to Pork Fest, why, if I could choose one, why should I go to Somalia Fest rather than the other?
Good question.
Well, Somalia Fest is not related to the Free State Project. It's not an official event. It's a free event, and it is focused specifically on the planks of the Pirate Party ship, which are maybe more to the left of how people at Pork Fest tend to be, but it's focused on free sharing of knowledge, information privacy, reform of copyright and patent laws, freedom of information, and internet neutrality.
I have to say, so I think this is very exciting. And by the way, I got it to work. When you told me to put W's in front of it, that made it work. So the non-W-I's version is not currently pointing at the right thing. But www.somaliafest.com will get you to the site without any kind of SSL error. So it looks great. Can you stick with us, Stephen, talk more about this event?
Yeah.
All right, more with Stephen, one of the folks presumably behind Somalia Fest. He's at least the one who's been promoting it on the air with us, and I appreciate the effort. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, and we'll get back into the CIA coming up.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take cash out of your home to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. We've still got a lot more to talk about with the CIA huge leak coming out of WikiLeaks today. that I've barely scratched the surface of, honestly. I was in Concord earlier today, and I've been running all over the place, had a board meeting for the Cheshire TV, the local cable access channel, and I saw these headlines, and I thought, we got to talk about this, and you did the same, Vincent. You had also, independent of me, also seen this headline of the WikiLeaks, and we're going to get deeper into that coming up here in moments. Also, we'll continue with Stephen from Somalia Fest, but first, I want to let you know about MyPillow. The last time I went up to Rogers Campground, where Somalia Fest is happening, I brought MyPillow with me and then promptly forgot it when I left. So I turned around after having gone a half hour down the road and drove all the way back just so I could get MyPillow back, because it's a great pillow and I would miss if I didn't have MyPillow. And I did miss it when I was down there in Acapulco because I didn't bring it with me. MyPillow.com. Go there and use code FTL. You get one MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using mine since early 2016, and if it wasn't a great pillow, I'd have stopped using it right away. In fact, if for some reason you don't think it's a great pillow, if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, then you can send it back, and they'll actually give you your purchase price back, because there's a 60-day window of time where you get to decide that. Beyond that, it's guaranteed to last for 10 years. They really stand behind their products over at MyPillow, and you can wash it. You can put it in your washer and your dryer, unlike pretty much every other pillow you've probably ever seen. So go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. As we continue with Stephen in Portsmouth, calling us about Somalia Fest, which I think is sounding like it's shaping up to be a really fun event. It feels to me like sort of the way Porkfest used to be. Porkfest was the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and still is. They're going to have that this year as well. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I think way back in the day, didn't have any kind of admission. It wasn't centrally planned, really, in any meaningful way. And this is going to be the same concept, right, where people can just kind of show up, freedom-oriented people, pirate party people, liberty people, voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians. They're invited to show up and just kind of create what they want. I mean, is that right, Stephen? Is that kind of part of the vision for this?
Definitely. Part of the vision for this is to introduce a bit of anarchy into the Free State Freedom Festival that happens every June. and be a bit different, not have a bunch of rules and a $150 fee to get in, but most importantly, to focus on things that matter to the Pirate Party, such as, and especially in New Hampshire, such as getting more, how can we get more public libraries to run Tor nodes,
mm-hmm.
or how can we promote encrypted cryptocurrencies? Exploring different things that are important to the Pirate Party and figuring out how we can create a lasting impact in New Hampshire.
So will this actually be the formation of the Pirate Party? Is it going to, you know, run candidates in political elections coming up in, you know, 2018? Is that kind of the long-term goal?
Well, I'm not an expert in that, and I think part of the Somalia Fest is coming up with what is the best thing for the Pirate Party in New Hampshire. I think there's a lot of people interested, and it could be creating a party to run candidates, or it could be trying to get certain local government changes that don't require candidates, like the Tor node that's been running in a local library, things like that.
Yeah, that's just something that if you talk to the board members of the local library that you can possibly, you know, lobby them for. So, yeah, you wouldn't need to run candidates in that case.
And after Kilton in Lebanon in Westlab, which I covered at the time, you know.
You lived up there.
Oh, yeah. I have a whole video about it, yeah. And it's not so controversial anymore because they told the NSA, they told the government, no, we're still going to run this.
So yes, let's launch the official Pirate Party in New Hampshire. There's a lot of people who know what it takes to do that, and I think given a few days, we can figure out a plan and make it happen.
I think it sounds very exciting. Like I said, it sounds like it harkens back to the original days of the Porcupine Freedom Festival before it had become sort of this corporate entity with high security, searching cars coming in, searching for Chris Cantwell. I remember that happened 1 year. And, you know, the Porcupine Freedom Festival was a lot of fun for a long time, and it just sort of has been falling off. It sort of jumped the shark at some point. And it jumped the shark before they banned Free Talk Live from the event, I would say. It had started to do that. That was sort of the icing on the cake for us, at least. So I'm looking forward to this, and I think it's probably something that Free Talk Live would like to broadcast from if you guys would have us, which I suspect you won't really be able to decide whether or not we show up, because you're not really going to be controlling any kind of security here. It's just whoever wants to come camp and enjoy Somalia Fest. I mean, pretty much you just have to pay Rogers Campground for your campsite, and you're good to go, right?
That's correct, and you can also come into Rogers Campground, I think, for like $5 or $10 if you're not staying overnight.
Yeah, I think that's basically the parking fee. Vincent was just asking me about that. You know, Rogers, essentially, there's limited parking, so they do charge a $5 day pass for that, but you can bring more than one person in the car, and you don't have to, I don't think each person, there's no security, so it's just really, they're just worried about their parking lot. As long as you've got a sticker on your car, you're good to go for the day.
Cool. Awesome.
Anything else you want to share about the event?
I'm very excited about the party.
Yeah.
And the event, and exploring these ideas, and yeah, getting more freedom of information, better transparency, and a better internet. I think we can actually do a lot more than most people think in making the internet better.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited, too, because we've talked about the Pirate Party here on Free Talk Live, and especially the success, you know, the sort of shocking successes that they've had in such a short period of time. In Iceland, for instance, they had tremendous success. I think they were like the second or third most elected political party in this last election, and that's literally after a handful of years of being created. I mean, they've had incredible success in a very short time.
As well as in one or two of the Scandinavian countries, they totally took over the entire youth vote.
Yep.
They totally took over the youth vote. And one thing I see here is not a lot of youth people being very energized by politics, but they are into things like Edward Snowden and the internet, especially internet neutrality, and I think we can really energize them.
All right, so SomaliaFest.com. Right now you got to put W's in front of that to get to the actual website. I see there's a little email sign-up box. Am I just going to get memes if I put my email in, or will I actually get updates about the event as well?
You're going to get updates, probably okay, with memes attached. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to send.
All right, cool. I'm going to probably pop my email in there. And, of course, we'll hope that you'll continue to update us, will you, as this develops?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks for having
me. That's Stephen from SomaliaFest.com. Thanks for the call tonight. And remember, put W's in front. You'll get to the website. Drop your email address in there to get updated. Mark your calendars for June 16th. Through June 20th, it's going to come up fast. I mean, you think, it's a few months away. It's just a few months away. I mean, we're talking about 3 months away at this point, so now's the time to mark your calendars and start making plans to come up for that event. And if you want to stay for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, well, then you got to pay for that, because that's like, I don't know, what, $80 or something like that this year?
Wasn't that just Liberty Forum's discounted price?
Oh, yeah, it was the early price, yeah. Right? So who knows what the final
price
is. Half
the days. But New Hampshire is very beautiful during the summer, like really nice.
Oh, yeah.
From that area, yeah, it's really nice.
Absolutely. All right, so very exciting. We'll keep you in the loop about that. Also, I just met with the organizer of the Cannabis Freedom Festival, which is going to be happening in late August this year. So if you can't make it up for Somalia Fest, maybe you want to come up for that. It's going to be August 25th through the 28th. They don't have a website yet, but we'll let you know when that's available as well. So more coming up here. We've got the CIA leaks to talk about. It's Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want, whether it's the Pirate Party or the CIA. And WikiLeaks coming out with another trove of documents, which apparently is just the beginnings of a series of releases about the CIA. Already, apparently, this is a record number of documents, 8,761. That's in part one, which is what they've released this morning, documents and files from an isolated high-security network inside the CIA's Center for Cyber Intelligence. We'll get deeper into the story. It's Ian Vincent in the studio with you tonight. You can join us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States. And, yeah, you can't expect the government's going to fix this problem anytime soon. I know there's some sort of bill in play, but that's just going to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. You've got to take responsibility for your own health and your own health care. But not everybody's interested in health insurance. And Health Excellence Select actually gives you freedom from health insurance. They'll give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Plus, you can get an information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. You'll love the service and the price. That's healthexcellenceselect.com. As we continue here talking about apparently the CIA losing control, according to WikiLeaks.org, according to their press release from this morning, lost control of the majority of attacking arsenal, including malware, viruses, Trojans, weaponized zero-day exploits, malware remote control systems, and the associated documentation. Oops, they just lost control of it. Now it's out in the wild with whatever hackers have been able to get their hands on it. According to the story here at WikiLeaks, Year Zero introduces the scope and direction of the CIA's global covert hacking program, talking about how they've managed to hack Apple's iPhone, Google's Android, Microsoft Windows, and Samsung televisions, turning them into covert microphones. Since 2001, the CIA has gained political and budgetary preeminence over the NSA. CIA found itself building not just its now infamous drone fleet, but very different type of covert globe-spanning force, its own substantial fleet of hackers. The agency's hacking division freed it from having to disclose its often controversial operations to the NSA, which is its primary bureaucratic rival, in order to draw on the NSA's hacking capacities. By the end of 2016, the CIA's hacking division, which formally falls under the agency's Center for Cyber Intelligence, had over 5,000 registered users and had produced more than 1,000 hacking systems, Trojans, viruses, and other weaponized malware. Weaponized malware does not sound like a good thing. I don't know what that means.
Redundant, but
yeah. I mean, malware, what is malware? Can you define it for the listener?
Oh, I don't know the exact definition. Just pulling it out of my hat here, yeah. It would be like a program that's designed to cause harm to the user.
But it's different from a virus in some way, right?
I thought virus was malware.
I don't know. I've always heard them used differently, like that malware is more of like, they can take control of your computer, perhaps, remotely, or do other nasty things.
A virus could do that, too. I knew someone who programmed a remote access toolkit, RAT, and basically, he would have it masquerade as a video game hack, and when you downloaded it and ran the EXE, it would give you two options. One, to say, yes, I'd like my computer to run it, or no. If you clicked yes, he would have access to your computer, and it would be a zombie. If you clicked no, it would, like, just replace all your data over time with random bytes.
Oh, God.
It would like, rearrange the mouse, so if you right-click, it clicks, and it would just ruin your computer.
Oh, wow. You know that? You knew that guy?
Yeah. Yeah, he was in the grade below me.
What's he doing now?
Graduating, believe it or not.
By the, let's see here, according to the story, such is the scale of the CIA's undertaking that by 2016, its hackers had utilized more code than that used to run Facebook. The CIA had created, in effect, its own NSA with even less accountability and without publicly answering the question as to whether such a massive budgetary spend on duplicating the capacities of a rival agency could be justified. In a statement to WikiLeaks, the source details policy questions that they say urgently need to be debated in public, including whether the CIA's hacking capabilities exceed its mandated powers and the problem of public oversight of the agency. The source wishes to initiate a public debate about the security, creation, use, proliferation, and democratic control of cyber weapons. Once one of these single cyber weapons is loose, it can spread around the world in seconds to be used by rival states, cyber mafia, and teenage hackers alike. Julian Assange, the editor of WikiLeaks, stated, quote, "There is an extreme proliferation risk in the development of cyber weapons. Comparisons can be drawn between the uncontrolled proliferation of such weapons, which results in the inability to contain them, combined with their high market value and global arms trade." You know, it's what they're pointing out here is if you've got an actual bomb, there's only one of those, right? If you build a bomb, there's a bomb. You keep it secret somewhere. You keep it in a lockbox, some sort of locked facility under armed guards. And it's very unlikely that some other enemy state or mafia group is going to be able to breach that security and take the bomb for themselves. But with cyber weapons, it's just code. You can copy that code endlessly. It's, no shortage of supply in this particular case. It can all fit on a one flash drive, so it's not hard to get that flash drive out of a secure facility or copy it, you know, over the internet somewhere. And you know, we know that's what happened with Edward Snowden, where he just loaded up a drive, or Chelsea Manning loading up information and smuggling it out of a facility. So not hard to do that. And then once it's out there, it, you know, that cat's out of the bag. You can't put it back in. Story here continues. The significance of Year Zero, however, goes well beyond the choice between cyber war and cyber peace. The disclosure is also exceptional from a political, legal, and forensic perspective. WikiLeaks has carefully reviewed the disclosure and published substantive CIA documentation while avoiding the distribution of armed cyber weapons until a consensus emerges on the technical and political nature of their program and how those weapons should be analyzed, disarmed, and published. WikiLeaks has also decided to redact and anonymize some identifying information for in-depth analysis. These redactions include tens of thousands of CIA targets and attack machines throughout Latin America, Europe, and the United States. While we are aware of the imperfect results of any approach chosen, we remain committed to our publishing model and note the quantity of pages published in Vault 7 Part 1, a.k.a. Year Zero, already eclipses the total number of pages published over the first 3 years of the Edward Snowden NSA leaks. So this is a huge release. And I'm sure that there are people all over the internet right now who are parsing through this 8,000 plus pages to see exactly what's inside. I mean, WikiLeaks probably has some idea because they've been looking over it for a period of time, but it is also to some extent up to the internet to really vet this information, to really look at it and see what, you know, what sort of information can we glean from it? What's the most important data? In fact, Reason.com already has 4 takeaways from the WikiLeaks Vault 7 CIA leak, and that is that, number one, that the CIA developed malware for iPhone and Android, as well as Windows, OS X, Linux, and Internet servers, which is very interesting because Linux is supposed to be a very secure system. Now, I'm sure it is. It's much more secure than Windows, just based on the way that it works. But it's interesting that they've managed to develop malware for that. According to WikiLeaks, the documents show that the CIA has a specialized unit specifically for stealing data from Apple products like the iPhone and the iPad. Another unit for Google's Android mobile operating system. These units create malware based on so-called zero-day exploits that the companies that develop the compromised systems are not aware of. While after the Edward Snowden disclosures, the Obama administration promised to share such exploits when agencies discovered them, WikiLeaks says the documents it released show that has not been the case. No. You mean the government promised to be honest about future hacking attempts and leaks, and they didn't follow through on their promise? We'll continue with the 4 takeaways from this 8,000 pages, which I'm sure we're barely scratching the surface of, and you can comment as well at 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here on the radio waves. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
And we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. We also have the toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're getting somewhat in-depth on this CIA leak. I mean, there's only so much in-depth that you can do on the radio with 8,000-plus documents to comb through. Thankfully, some people have already taken a look at some of it, and I'm sure we're going to see all kinds of revelations still to come, because WikiLeaks has now, you know, they've released these 8,000 CIA-related hacking documents revealing all kinds of what will be shocking information to a number of people, namely that they have been able to hack into iPhones, Androids, Windows, Samsung televisions, and apparently even Linux, as well as OS X. So big, big news here, and it's only the beginning with just part one. So these 8,700-plus documents are part one of a multi-part release from the CIA, and I'm sure CIA is not very happy about this news coming out. We can talk more about it coming up here in moments, and you can join us as well at 855-450-FREE. Let me finish up with point one on the four takeaways from Reason.com on the very first set of releases. WikiLeaks says these documents that it really show that it has not been the case. What has not been the case is that the Obama administration that promised to share exploits as the National Security Agency discovered them, that didn't happen. And, of course, the Trump administration also has not shared that information. So, of course, the government's not going to do what they promised to do. Of course, they're going to continue to lie to you, even after they've been caught red-handed doing illegal things, as the NSA was doing. They will continue to do illegal things. They will continue to ignore whatever rules they have set for themselves, because there's no consequence. When the government breaks its own rules, when you break the government rules, you go to prison. Or, you know, have to pay tremendous fines or whatever. But when they break their own rules, well, there's no problem for them. It's a little, maybe a slap on the hand, a little naughty governments. You need to shape up, Mr. NSA. We caught you. Bad, bad NSA.
I think that's the best. I think the difference, one slight difference is the president, if they do something like what Nixon did or what he was accused of, they could get impeached or they could get stepped down. This, mm-hmm. you know, as people talk about the deep state recently, this is the deep state. No one knows who's really in charge there. No one knew.
It's a secret program.
The CIA had it. And these agencies, they fight each other all the time. I remember when Snowden first did his thing, a theory was that he was actually, because he had some ties to the CIA, but it was just interagency fighting. And, you know, the CIA blamed the NSA for the PRISM program just so people could focus, like, oh, the NSA is spying on everyone, while the CIA had their own version of the NSA. So it's like, you know, like figuratively like a Bond movie villain type stuff here.
It's crazy. It's spooky. A little bit more here from part one, and then we'll get to the second, third, and fourth here in a moment. According to the story at Reason.com, such hoarding, as is noted by WikiLeaks, has been long noted by critics of cyber war tactics, can exacerbate security risks and exploit any exploit the CIA can use to compromise a U.S. system. Foreign powers can also. The malware, all they have to do is have a spy in the CIA, and then there goes all your secret hacking tools. The malware the CIA has developed for iPhones and Androids allow, according to WikiLeaks, the CIA, quote, to bypass the encryption of WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, Weibo, Confide, and Cloakman by hiding, and I'm sure that's a limited list, there's probably more, by hacking the smartphones that they run on and collecting audio and message traffic before the encryption is applied. Now, Edward Snowden had recommended Signal as a good encryption app, and we have said on the air here on Free Talk Live, Signal's a good app, it's open source. It's encryption. It's better than nothing. But ultimately, you should never consider that what you're doing on your smartphone is completely secure. You should never consider that completely secure. Because even if you did have some sort of unhackable system, and obviously you don't, but even if it was, even if Signal was unhackable, even if this CIA tools were unable to break through, then if there's a human weakness in the chain, you've got a problem. So if the other person who you're talking to leaves their phone unlocked, and you can just walk up, pick it off a table, and turn the power on and read all of their Signal conversations, all the encryption in the world isn't going to, you know, secure you there. So there are always problems with these security systems. But we should also keep in mind that whatever it is that's being presented as secure probably isn't. Even to the point of, you know, doing PGP, which I think PGP is probably the best bet as far as security is concerned. But once again, if there's some sort of monitoring system on your operating system that's watching you as you type the message that you then go and encrypt, it's done no good. So beware of these people and keep that in mind. Going on here, so again, they've hacked the smartphones before the encryption is applied. Now, that doesn't mean the CIA has cracked the encryption of any specific application, but rather that it has made those encryption obsolete for phones and that it's able to compromise with its malware. According to WikiLeaks, other CIA efforts target Microsoft Windows, Linux, and internet infrastructure, as well as web servers. WikiLeaks also details efforts by the CIA to develop a fake off mode to use on Samsung smart televisions in order to turn them into effective surveillance devices, as well as conceptual efforts toward taking remote control of smart vehicles. And anybody who's ever noticed this in the last decade plus, you ever notice how when you turn a device off, there's always a light that comes on? I mean, you haven't cut the power to that device. The device still has some level of power that it's operating at. It's just a significantly lowered power level. The main functions of the device are presumably, not being activated at that moment, but clearly the CIA can make it look like your device is turned off when, in fact, the microphone is still operating.
And you mentioned smart vehicles. There's this, obviously it's a conspiracy theory, but Michael Hastings was a journalist who he got into a mysterious car crash, and then it turned, and he had a smart car, and it turns out, after he got into a crash, he was, I'm on the run from the government, he's going into hiding, and his friends all said, it was extremely fishy, and he survived the crash. No, he died.
He died?
Yes.
And so the speculation is that somebody who didn't want him around doing whatever investigation.
Particularly the government, they hacked into his, the Internet of Things, as they call it, and they disabled something in his car, and he...
Well, they could probably see that, he's driving on the interstate, and he's going 70 miles an hour, and we're just going to swing the wheel to, this direction, and then...
They have, tracking chips in cars that... Some people in divorced relationships or whatever, the wife would get the GPS coordinates of all the places her ex-husband was at, and it's crazy, right? You're being tracked everywhere.
Let's go to Clayton in Oklahoma City. You can take control of the airwaves. Clayton, what's on your mind tonight?
Guys, I just wanted to call in and complain. My property taxes here in Oklahoma County are going up very soon. Yeah, and the frustrating reason... that it's going up is it's a settlement that the county made in a death lawsuit against one of their sheriff's deputies.
What did they do this time?
Well, the officer was traveling at 108 miles per hour down the freeway with no lights, no sirens, and slammed into the back of a civilian.
Whoa.
Killed him. Yeah. So tragic death for the fellow. Family sued for wrongful death. They were awarded a settlement of $500,000. It's being passed along to us as taxpayers in this county. And then the real kicker is this is the second time that this sheriff's deputy had done that.
Oh my gosh.
First time nobody died. But slammed into the back of somebody while traveling excessive rates of speed on the freeway. So the guy, the deputy, he's receiving 4 weeks suspended without pay, a $250 fine, and was convicted of misdemeanor involuntary manslaughter.
Insane.
Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah, I mean, that's frustrating, and this isn't, of course, unique to Oklahoma. This happens all over the place, where in the few times, and it's very rare that somebody can get a judgment against a police department or a city for some sort of malfeasance or violence or whatever, but every now and then it does happen, and it's almost never the individual officer themselves that is held responsible beyond more than just a slap on the hand. They don't have to pay the $1 million or whatever the outlay is. It's the taxpayers who end up having to foot the bill. And that, in my opinion, is something that needs change. That is something that could change at a legislative level. If they wanted to, they could repeal things like the governmental immunities that they have, sovereign immunities, etc. But of course, it would take some sort of significant sea change in attitude among state representatives in order for that to happen. If you got more and you want to share, Clayton, you're welcome. Of course, one of the solutions is to move to New Hampshire and join us here. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hi, Hey, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.